Earth and Sky.
This has been one of the most outstandingly successful investments that we have made in understanding the Earth from space. The mission has been incredibly productive in terms of providing very useful data, extremely useful, even after 10 years of being up there.
You're listening to Mark Imhoff of NASA, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Imhoff is project scientist for NASA's Terra satellite mission. December of 2009 marked Terra's 10th year of observations from space, of changes to Earth's atmosphere, oceans, and land surface. Dr. Imhoff spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the Terra satellite's major scientific accomplishments and its impact on ordinary people.
Dr. Imhoff, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, NASA's Terra satellite turns 10 in December of 2009. What are your thoughts on its mission to advance understanding of Earth's climate?
Well, I'm thrilled. I think that those of us that are involved in looking at climate science understand that this is a sort of long-term process looking at very complex systems. And being able to have satellite observations that span 10 years using very well-calibrated instruments with science teams supporting it is truly helping us advance our knowledge of climate change.
And what are some of the major accomplishments so far of NASA's Terra mission?
Well, I think that if you think of climate as an ongoing game, so if you can imagine football, a football game, it's sort of a game that's constantly in play. And if you're stuck with trying to understand how the game is going or who's going to win by only being able to see the last 10 yards toward the home team's end zone, or trying to predict how a team is going to play during the entire season by only seeing snapshots of individual games, then what we see with Terra is that we see that we're able to look at the climate system more completely. So it's like being able to actually watch all the games in an entire series and being able to look at the entire playing field. And so this is the first time we've really had instruments on a platform of the type that we have on Terra that has continuously taken data over the entire globe, looking at all the different Earth systems and how they interact over a 10-year period. So it's very exciting to be able to actually tie together various interactions and including human interactions with Earth's natural systems.
What has Terra found that's really important for people to know about during its 10 years of service?
Well, one of the things that's coming out is that in order to be able to understand global warming, that's a big issue because we understand that with more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that the system should be warming. And yet surface temperatures or the air temperatures don't always necessarily match. And so one of the ways we can figure out what's happening is to be able to have data on the Earth's energy budget. And we have a sensor on board Terra called the Clouds and the Earth Radiant Energy System. It's a suite of sensors that's not only on the Terra satellite, but also on Terra's sister satellite, Aqua, which is also part of the Earth Observing System. And having data collected over a 10-year period over the entire Earth has enabled scientists to look at the balance of energy going into the system and going out of the system. And one of the questions, for example, that it can address for us by having such a long-term record is why, even though carbon dioxide levels are rising in the atmosphere, the temperature may actually vary. It may go up, it may go down. And one of the only ways to be able to sort that out is to be able to have data like the Ceres instrument, which allows us to begin to take apart and parse out what's happening with Earth's radiant energy, like how much is being sequestered in the deep oceans, how much of the incoming or buildup of energy is being dissipated by melting Arctic sea ice or glaciers in Greenland and Antarctica. How much is a result of clouds and aerosols changing so that maybe more radiant energy goes out into space? So being able to have these data over a very long period of time allows scientists to tie those various processes together and then look at them as a system to try to figure out what's happening.
Maybe you could give us a little bit more of an example of how Terra is helping us understand what's happening.
Yeah, sure. Well, since we are talking about a complex system, Terra has five instruments on board. The Aster instrument, which is an instrument that was built by Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry and is run by on the science side by Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And we have the Ceres instrument, which I just mentioned. We have another instrument called MODIS, the Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectrometer. We have MISR, which is the Multi-Angle Imaging Spectroradiometer. And then we have a fifth one called MOPET, which is Measurements of Pollution in the Troposphere, which is provided by the Canadian Space Agency. If you look at those instruments in combination, what they allow us to do is to look at all the various coupled systems that are going on. For example, several of the instruments, ASTER and MODIS, can look at fires on the land surface and how fires may respond to changes in climate or weather. We can watch the buildup of photosynthetic material, which fuels fires on the landscape. We can look at the intensity with which they burn, the area that's burned, and then using the MOPET instrument, actually track how much carbon monoxide has come into the atmosphere as a result of the fires. And an instrument like MISR, which looks at the injection heights of aerosols. So you can actually see, both from industry and from burning wildfires or fires that are set for agricultural purposes, you can see how high into the atmosphere these particles are injected, which matters for downstream weather and climate. TERRA's 10th anniversary is just a good time to essentially extol the virtues of looking at the Earth from orbital space. It's a tremendous vantage point, and the whole Earth Observing System and other satellites that have been used to study the Earth have really contributed a lot to our understanding about what's going on. That synoptic point of view, being able to look down at the globe during the day, during the night, during the winter, during the summer, spring, fall, what have you, being able to observe so many different aspects of the Earth's surface and our interaction with it has been extremely useful in furthering the climate science, looking at biological sciences and ecology, and even trying to link ecology and natural resources and climate and weather with political and the social sciences, because it's very important to understand how our interactions can affect climate and weather, and then how those can feed back to affect our quality of life. So it's been an extremely powerful tool.
You've been listening to Mark Imhoff, TERRA Satellite Project Scientist in the Earth Sciences Division at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Our thanks today to NASA's TERRA mission, helping us better understand and protect our home planet. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.